Sammy, I think I messed up. Yes, of course, it's me. Something happened to my body. What do you think happened? I've been turned into a freaking girl. Do I really need to explain how it happened? Fine. You know how that guy wrote the books about us, and then those girls made the musical about us? Well, one day, while I was looking for more, hentai on the internet, I came across a doujin for sale in Japan. A doujin, Sammy. No, it's not like a comic book. It's nothing like a comic book. It's more like a graphic novel, but with the sex. Well, at least the good ones have it. Anyway, this one was about me. At least, I'm pretty sure it was. It said Dean Winchester on the cover and the word supernatural, although everything else was in Japanese. I had to order it, Sammy, and it arrived today. So I figured I'd arrange a little me time with the doujin, some beers and a couple of hamburgers. I polished off one of the hamburgers, cracked open a brewski, and started reading. Or looking, actually, since it was all Japanese. My first clue that this was a bad idea was when it started with someone that was obviously me reading a doujin. This doujin. I don't know why I kept reading. I guess I was hoping to see anime me nailing a big-eyed anime girl or something. But then the character in the doujin suddenly turns into a girl, Sammy. I was kind of pissed, although I suppose, having seen enough hentai in my life, I should have seen it coming. So I put the doujin down, and that's when I noticed that I had turned into a girl, too. No, don't call Cass. The fewer people that know about this, the better. It's got to be some kind of curse, and some trickster god, or something. But oh, we've got to figure this out on our own. I dropped the doujin on the floor, Sammy, when I saw what happened. I don't think we should read it, though. What if stuff in it only happens after we read it? Things could get a lot worse. How much worse? Sammy, trust me. I've watched thousands of hours of hentai. It could get a whole lot worse. Naughty tentacle worse. No, I'm not explaining that anymore, Sammy. You'll have to trust me on this. Okay, you read it then, but if things start getting weird, stop reading it immediately. Yeah, I know me changing into a girl is weird, but I've changed into a vampire, a demon, and died more times than I can remember, too. So I guess something weird in a Japanese kind of way. Anything sexual. Don't look at me like that, Sammy. You don't understand the Japanese like I do, but I'm not going into any more detail with you on this. Just read the damn doujin. No, Sammy, you're reading it backwards. The Japanese read it from right to left. So you have to start. Wait. You said it shows me as a guy at the end? Let me look. Hell yeah! That's me. Man me. So this is only temporary. Go to the front of the doujin, Sammy. The other side of it. Tell me how we fix this. I'll look over your shoulder. What? Rubbing what against you? Oh, jeez, Sammy. Sorry. I'm not used to these things. Now I see why girls wear bras. Other than to slow me down, I guess. Maybe if I move back just a bit. Okay, keep reading. There. That's where I stopped. Go ahead and turn the page, Sammy. I can't look. Huh? That's where you walk in? This doujin is showing us what happened next. We already saw how it ended, with me back to normal. Skip ahead a few pages. Wait, what happened, Sammy? You closed it before I could see it. Was it something bad? Was it tentacles? I was worried, Sammy. But what is it? Yeah, I remember you telling me about the fan fiction when we were at the convention. Yes, I remember those schoolgirls talking about the subtext while we were investigating the musical. Why does everyone forget that we're brothers? Well, not in the moment, but still. Wait, Sammy. Are you trying to tell me something? Give me that thing. I have to see it for myself. I see. I suppose I should have seen that part coming. God damn you, Japan! Hentai was the last joy in my life, and that's been ruined too. Well, this book is a check. It's trying to get us to do something awful for some god's or demon's sick pleasure. I'm not going to do it. There's gotta be something in our books or something Cass can do. But I'm not having sex with my own brother. Even if, according to this thing, it turns me back into being a guy again. Damn, this thing isn't even censored. And the detail. Ugh. Sorry, Sammy. Were you saying something? This thing must have a hypnotic effect on it or something. Here, you take it. You have to find a way to change me back. I mean, there's gotta be a way to... hold on, it's my phone. Let me get this. On second thought, maybe you should answer it for me. Demons? Damn it! Why'd you have to pick now? Ugh. Look, cure me real fast, Sammy, and then we can hop in, baby, and be there in a few hours to rescue Cass and the other hostages. Of course there's time, Sammy, because I'm not leaving this place until I get my body back. I'm not fighting demons looking like this. The body moves all wrong. And things bounce that never bounced before. No. You're not going out alone. We're a team. And that's a lot of demons. Damn it. Someone's going to a lot of trouble to get us to bump uglies. I'm not explaining that either, Sammy. Just think about it for a sec. Wait. Don't think about it too much. I'm trying not to. No, Sammy, don't you dare leave without me. I've got the keys for baby right here, and I'm not giving them up without a fight. You wouldn't hit a girl, would you? Now, I don't want to give you the wrong idea, but, well, I think we need to act out this stuff in the dojin. Yes, that's exactly what I mean. Don't make me say it out loud, Sammy. If I'm going to get my old demon-kicking male ass back, we need to do this. We need to do the deed. I know this doesn't sound like me. Does this voice sound like me at all? Does this buddy look like me? That's exactly why I need to be me again, as soon as possible. Maybe if we don't do what the dojin shows us now, we lose our only chance to turn me back. I'm kind of getting that impression, Sammy. I'm getting all kinds of weird stray thoughts in my head since I've changed. Like how Cass is kind of handsome and in a slightly damaged kind of way. I think it's part of the curse of this dojin. It's making me more girly the longer I stay like this. And all these girly parts I have now. I had some serious wood even before I opened the dojin, Sammy. When I changed, that excitement carried over. I think my boxers are soaked. And look at how my nipples are poking out against this shirt. Talk about having high beams on. This shirt wasn't designed for girls' nipples, Sammy. It's rough and scratchy and it's driving me nuts. I'm taking this thing off. Sammy, you got a little blood coming out of your nose. No, don't sweat it too much. It's actually part of the whole Japan hentai thing we got going on. It makes sense since you've seen my fun bags now. It's all part of this curse the dojin put on us, I think. I can't help that my body changed into a girl's body, or that it's going all squishy in some parts and diamond-like in others. Now you've been pulled into this thing, so you can't help the bloody nose, or a little bit of a boner. So come on, Sammy, don't think. Let's just get our clothes off. These pants are too big for me now anyway. The boxers are too, and they're damp. See, Sammy, you didn't take off your clothes yet, so now you've got blood on your shirt. Meanwhile, Cass and a whole bunch of innocents... hostages are waiting for us to save them. Us, the Winchester brothers. Not the Winchester brother and sister. Not that there aren't female hunters and damn good ones, but they've had their entire lives to adapt to their bodies. I'm never going to figure this one out. At least not anytime soon. But I won't need to, Sammy, because you're gonna help me change back, like the dojin showed us. I know it's weird, and I should be way more against it than I am, but we've got no time. This stupid dojin and this wickedly hot body of mine all working against us. Maybe once it's done, I can have this part of my memories blocked off, like your memories of hell. Although I guess of all the memories I've had, this won't really rank among the very worst. Let me lie down on my bed here. Wait, screw that. You're freaking huge, Sammy, even more so now that I'm smaller. I'm not having all of that on top of me. I'll get on my hands and knees, and we'll do it doggy style. I know the Dojin showed all kinds of positions, but trust me, those things aren't so easy in real life. Okay, now kneel behind me. Damn it, Sammy. You're a freaking moose. Here, let me kneel on these pillows. That's the only way we're going to line up properly. You also need to get yourself a little harder first. Just jack off a little bit first. Usually, if I need any help, I get the girl to help me, but, well, I'm not really a girl, and even if maybe I am right now, I'm still not touching that thing with any parts of me than I have to. But you can at least watch this body while doing it. If this wasn't my body, I'd be getting off on looking at it. Okay, I think that's good enough. We can't take too much time. I'm all ready to go. Well, this body is at least. I'm sure it's mainly that cursed Dojin's doing. Or maybe I'm as easily turned on as a woman as I was a dude. So come on, Sammy. Let's get this out of the way. Boning me won't be any different from you doing any other chick. Just try not to think that it's your big brother in this hot little body. You need to get yourself inside of me, and soon.
Wait,
Sammy. I think I'm a virgin. Not me, but this female body me. It's that damn Dojin again. But we can't let that stop us. It's like when we need to fix a wrenched shoulder or dig out a bullet. You've got to do it quick, and we've got to get it over with. So, go ahead and do it. Oh, pop my cherry, Sammy. You did it. Oh, damn. Oh, you definitely did it. You're completely inside me. No problems here, Sammy. Just maybe something to think about it. About the when I'm a man again and with my next virgin. It's so different to be on the other end of the entire sex thing. I guess I could maybe learn a thing or two. So come on, Sammy. From what the Dojin showed, just being in me isn't going to undo the curse. We've got to, you know, go through the entire process. Maybe just you or maybe both of us. Although I don't know if that's gonna happen for me, but I have to try. We have to turn me back and then rescue Cass and the others. Yeah, like that, Sammy. For a big guy, you're remarkably gentle. Maybe I give you some grief now and then for not being tougher, but right now I ain't complaining. You're a good man for a girl to lose her virginity to, Sammy. Even if that girl is your brother. But we don't have time for too much gentleness right now, Sammy. I need you to, well, to just get two big handfuls of my hips and speed things up a little. I may be smaller as a girl, but I'm still tough. I can take a pounding from a fist. So I reckon I can take one from a cock, too.
Good, Sammy. Oh, don't be afraid to do it harder. We need to get through this. You need to get your rocks off this super cute little body of mine. And maybe again, I need to get off on what you're doing to me, too. That second thing is a distinct possibility at this point. I'm telling you, Sammy, that Dojin has some serious voodoo. Oh, fuck. Oh, who am I kidding, Sammy? This is starting to feel pretty freaking awesome. I'm sure it's all part of the curse. Or maybe I just like sex as much as a woman as I ever did as a guy. And I probably need to turn Japanese before I can turn back into a guy. So why fight it? It isn't me that's really enjoying it. It's cursed female me, so it doesn't count. And that way I'm grinding myself back against you and squeezing down on you. That's the curse too, Sammy. I can't help it. Even if I could, not doing it would slow us down. And Cass is depending on us. He needs us to have good sex. Good, hot, internet-grade/fiction sex. I'm definitely gonna come, Sammy. It feels different than when I'm a guy. I can tell that already. I think us men got robbed. If we ever do find God, I'm going to have to make him explain this one. But for now, I'm just going to enjoy experiencing sex the way girls do. Oh, yeah, this is the only chance I'm gonna get. So I don't want to waste it. So come in me, Sammy. I'll be a guy soon enough. So what's the harm? Oh, Sammy, come in me. Feel this sexy little body. And feel me when I start to lose control. Oh, God, I'm so close. I think as soon as I feel your hot load inside me, that will do it. Oh, yes, that's it, Sammy. Oh, give it to me. Quick, Sammy, take it out of me. I can feel something happening. My body's changing again. I didn't notice it when it happened the first time, but this time I can't miss it. I'm growing bigger. Slowly. I think it might take a while for the change to complete, Sammy. Especially my voice. That seems to be the last thing to be affected, but we have time. Hopefully I'll be fully changed back by the time we get to where Cass is. So throw your clothes on and bring baby around front, Sammy. I'm going to need some fresh clothes. Especially fresh boxers. I should shower too, because I smell like sex. And Cass will probably notice. But it smells like girl sex. So maybe he'll just think I got me some. Oh, well, I guess I did. But we're definitely not telling him the details. No one can ever know the details, Sam. Oh man, Sammy, I just had an awful thought. What if someday this appeared in a book? Or as part of a musical? Or even on the internet in some form? Man, I hope that never happens.